already around his dongus.
Hey, you are listening to Radio Pizza Party, broadcasting live from the University of British Columbia. That's where we are.
I assume so, yeah.
Yeah, the University of British Columbia in Vancouver on the unceded territories of the Musqueam peoples. It is Friday night. It's about 6:07. We are just living large here. I'm Jack, your host, also known as Sergio Lovejoy. Sitting across from me is Pavan Minhas. He is doing good this evening?
You tell me. I'm doing lovely this evening. Thank you very much, Sergio.
That is so good to hear. We have a usual co-host. Well, not usual, really. He's been gone for, let's check the watch.
Check your watch.
8 weeks now. 8 weeks.
That's a lot of minutes on your watch there, bud.
Yeah, it's just outrageous.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like it.
Do we honor him with a name?
Well, his name was published this week. We'll get to that.
It was public, like a mortuary? Like what happened?
No, it was not there. It was published. His writings were published.
Oh.
In not print, in an online blog.
Yeah, something like that. It was.
Some people would say a humor magazine. Not me.
Some hot words here from Sergio. Big call out for whatever this publication is. You're just going to have to wait and hear what it is.
Yeah. Maybe we'll get to that in the news to discuss segment. Anyway, this is Radio Pizza Party. It's a weekly show where we talk about everything that's going on in the world.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about news. We talk about current events. We talk about things that have happened recently that other people have reported on.
Absolutely.
And we talk about interesting topics with interesting guests.
Oh. Are you looking at me with that last comment?
Well,
bud?
Usually they're interesting.
Oh, all right.
And tonight they are as well.
Hey, he's burning people up tonight, folks.
Wheeling and dealing. I'm like Johnny Carson over here. I'm
great to hear.
Sweet.
I'm very glad. Johnny Carson, Sergio Ramos, and whatever your other name was, the fake one you gave.
Sergio Lovejoy. That was my radio nickname.
Oh, nice to hear.
It came from one of my first days at CITR. I was volunteering, and they said, what would your radio name be? And I said, Sergio Lovejoy. And Tristan said, Oh
my gosh. We just spoiled the lead, dude. Nobody's going to tune in anymore.
I dug up the lead.
I think my mom just tuned out of the podcast.
Is your mom listening right now?
I would really hope so. I mean, I paid her $40 to like tune in.
Listen to this.
Honestly.
That's good. I've been paying my parents a little bit less, like $35. That's good. That's how you keep listeners. It's $35 each.
I think Spotify endorses that statement. Yeah, they pay you $35 to listen.
Per song.
Yeah.
It's ultra premium.
Oh, great. All right, so we've got a bunch of stuff to get through. I've brought a lot of content
you
tonight.
We have tons of content. You're going to sling loads of tent.
Apostrophe tent. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, I'm going to get our news theme song queued up.
Oh, nice.
I should have done this earlier.
Oh.
Especially because I do it every single show. Let's talk about some news.
Oh.
The video I always play that from has 975,000 views. I can't imagine why anybody would watch it other than to play it on a radio show. So it must be pretty popular.
You've got a bunch of like brothers in arms then that are all playing that one video. Whoever owns that video is making bank off of just a bunch of university broadcasters.
Yeah. They're on the partner program. They're killing it.
Oh, wow.
They're your ad revenue.
Also, I got to say, whenever I've listened to the show before, I've always thought that sound, it like sounds like somebody's near flatlining because it's always like beep, beep, beep. And then it just cuts off. And then your voice comes in. So you're almost kind of like one would say like a deity who's welcoming.
It's the sounds you hear when you enter heaven is Radio Pizza Party.
Oh.
I've heard this from God.
Well, send me anywhere else then, Jesus.
Oh, you know what? You heard it here first, people. Radio Pizza Party. It's worse than hell.
Oh, my. I can't believe he's crying into the mic. Jack's tears are falling onto the mic right now.
Okay. That woke me back up again. Just got zapped by the mic. All right, our first piece of news to discuss is Canada Day is happening for the 152nd time, which is, I don't know, news, I guess.
I was going to say, it's almost, like, noteworthy, like it was 2 years ago, but we're kind of past it now, folks. I mean, the new hotness is, in my personal opinion, Guyana.
Guyana?
Yeah.
What's Guyana's Independence Day?
I'm going to give you a hard guess right now, or I say it's going to be absolutely 97 years. That's my final guess.
Guyana was independent 97 years ago today.
Yeah. If you ask me how to spell it, I think it's almost like Guyana, but I could have sworn that there's like an H in there.
It's G-U-Y-A-N-A.
Oh. All right. Well, how old is it then, Jack? Give me a hard number.
It
97
gained its independence in 1970. So 49 ain't bad.
49 is not bad. I would honestly say reverse that, add 3. That's my number. he's stunned.
True. You got me there. Or double it and take away 1.
Oh, wow. All right. You promised me we wouldn't do math tonight, my guy.
All right. Here's another math question. 4 divided by 0.1.
All right. So this sounds like a joke. I don't like 400. No, 40.
40. Bang on.
My guy.
I think. So, I don't know.
So Guyana's been free for 0.1 years? Is that what you
point,
what was that?
Yeah. Guyana was made free 34 days ago.
I think that's
0.1 of a year.
I think you're right, which is like over a month.
Wait, no, 36 days and 12 hours ago. There's 365 days.
Congratulations, Guyana, for 36 days independent.
Yeah.
Wow, wow, wow.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like a high school couple here where we're celebrating these small versaries, right?
Yeah, it's about time to have that "what are we" conversation with yourself and your citizens. Like, if you've been a country for 36 and a half days, are you like dating? What's the deal?
I think you like love republics.
Yeah. If you love democracy, you might be a redneck.
Oh, man. Right. Really throwing it back here.
Let's go back. Let's go forward, actually, to our next piece of news. A former co-host was published in a quote-unquote humor magazine. Did you hear about this?
Did I hear about a former co-host, rest his soul, being published in a humor magazine of sorts? I think I did. And I was, you know, on a personal note here, folks, I was shocked. My heart was pouring out with emotion. I couldn't believe it. And I've only known this guy for like a year and a half. I mean, Jack, you've known him for how long?
I've known him for longer than I would like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sorry. I've known him for going on. Let me check the
just
year.
Keep checking the watch.
I just got a watch, so
there's
I'm
so many
it
minutes.
All the time. So I've known him for many minutes. I would say it's about a few thousand.
Okay,
but I've known him for 3, going on 4 years.
Wow. So
yeah.
Wow. 3
so,
going on
so
4
I,
years.
I met him September 2015. And who?
Good, not given a day. That's a very smart move of you.
September of year.
Yeah.
And he's been talking about, I want to get an article in McSweeney's.
Yeah.
I just want to get an article into McSweeney's, and I want it to be about a man falling into a crevasse for the 15th time.
Into a crevasse made of, might I add,
of ice.
Of ice.
It's good. He made sure that you did, like, people didn't get confused.
Oh, no.
Is it a cheese crevasse?
Oh, God.
Is it a crevasse of maybe tendrils from some prehistoric beast.
Right. I mean, those kind of crevasses, they don't even make it into the walrus, let alone McSweeney's.
No. I mean, if the walrus starts talking about cheese crevasses, get out of there.
I mean, it's another Tuesday, am I right? Come on.
Yeah.
But seriously, I'm blown away by just like the article. It's up online, folks. I mean, you can find it anywhere.
Yeah,
namely, McSweeney's.com, I believe.
Yeah, here, I'll read out the link. https://www.mcsweeneys.net/article/welp /article/welp. There's hyphens between all these words.
Yeah, oh.
This is a really long slug line. Welp looks like I've fallen into, no apostrophe in the I've, fallen into my 15th ice crevasse on this expedition to the South Pole.
You're messing. That's not the actual URL, is it?
That is the full URL. It's a long one. You don't have any bit.lys.
No,
here.
Not even a bit, man.
I'm not giving you any URL shorteners. This is a long one.
Wow. I mean,
this isn't a pie. There's no shortening here.
or that wow, that's some deep cuts here from the host that is currently here, as well as the host that's not here. They're both just burning up the audience with their hard humor, folks.
Yeah, buddy. Getting wet and wild.
I'm blown away that that's the actual link, and I'm also blown away that you read the HTTPS more slowly and with more emphasis than the rest of the title.
Well, okay, I was going to read the rest of the title slower, but I figured if I said there were hyphens between each of the words, mm-hmm. people would get it.
Yeah.
You'd know that you'd just have to add them. Let me reiterate. Once you get to McSweeney's.net/articles,
mm-hmm.
end with another slash.
Yeah.
Welp looks like I've fallen into my 15th on this expedition to the South Pole. That's all you need to know.
That's it, folks. That's what we like to call a nice lead, where we just give you the information that matters, like the gigantic, ungodly URL.
Yeah, exactly.
Amazing.
Just the information that matters.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of which, we got one more piece of news to discuss.
Ooh.
I am sick, and I am mad about it.
Oh.
I have been sick for... Let me check the watch again.
Oh, my God. Every time. He knows that there's...
For 5 days now. I had a party last Friday, one that you were invited to. The listener, not yourself.
Yeah.
And I've been sick since about 2 days after that party.
Wow.
Someone at that party got me sick, and I know that because three other people at that party also got sick, one of whom is my girlfriend. And it's awful. We've been sitting at home, Sophie, my wonderful girlfriend, just playing Red Dead Redemption, and she is hopelessly addicted to Red Dead Redemption also.
I'm so sorry. Wasn't that your birthday party?
Yeah, I got sick at my birthday party. I think, okay, the thing is, I made a bunch of pulled pork for my birthday party. I think it might have been the world telling me to go vegan. They're like, Jack, you made 10 pounds of pork.
Holy.
Calm down. That's too much.
I mean, that's got... Like, I've heard of meat sweats, but Jesus Christ, for,
I know.
For five days.
I'm just sitting here going, oh, buddy. I've been chugging Pepto-Bismol. I've got it in the ice cube tray. It's in my water now, too.
It's somehow, it's like every day. You never move from your recliner, but you're always just unbuttoning a button and like patting your stomach.
Yeah.
And like by the fourth day, you have no more buttons left. You just keep unbelt buckling. Oh, my. That sounds horrible, Jack.
It's been awful. I had to go home sick from work a few days ago, and then I slept 11 hours, which is day before yesterday, I slept 11 straight hours.
All right, my professional medical opinion is that you are not only dying, you are already dead.
I think I might be. But I haven't slept 11 hours in years. It was like being a new man. I went into work that day. And I felt like I was walking on air. I was still sick, but I was so awake.
Yeah, because you were bedridden, probably, because you got up.
I woke up with bed sores.
Yeah, like your back finally got some air circulation to it. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it was great.
Have you sought any medical opinion?
Yeah, I went to the doctor, and we thought it was strep. It's not strep, for the record. I'm talking on a communal microphone.
Very nice. But please explain more of your bodily maladies.
So the doctor stuck her thumb down my throat. She's like,
what?
No.
Okay. I was going to say, you didn't go to a doctor.
She made me turn my head and vomit. No. She did the whole turn your head and cough and like checked my back with a thing. She's like, you're fine. Like, you're sick, but you don't have strep.
Yeah.
And I am just mad about being sick. I don't know who did it.
Wow. I mean, that sounds terrible, but also... Because you talk about eating 10 pounds of pork.
Well, I didn't eat all of it. I made it. I think it's the spirits of the pigs in the world saying, well, this guy's dangerous. Let's turn him vegan with this.
It's not that like they're like, oh, you've done a bad thing. It's that they're worried you'll like murder more. They're worried that like you're a threat.
They don't want me to ramp up.
Wow.
Yeah.
Huh. I wonder if this has any like... connection to your penchant that I mean most people know about, that you just eat your pork kind of like with blood in it, like,
yeah, I like to chase it. It's, you know, like a pickleback where you do a shot and then it's followed by a thing of pickle juice.
Yeah,
I'll do a pulled pork sandwich and chase it with a shot of pig blood.
Jesus Christ. Listen, man, I think that more than the pigs have a reason to be angry with you. If you were in my restaurant and I saw something like that, I'd do like the salt bay thing where like I drizzle salt on you, but like it's like a knife or something, man.
You would drizzle knives on me.
Yeah, like that's such an insult.
It's true. What I like is that I said that and it was completely clean.
Oh.
So that could be out of context years from now. When we're in an Animal Farm situation and pigs have taken over the world, I'm going to be first against the wall.
Hey, pigs taking over the world. What are you talking about the upcoming election? Am I right? Hey. That's not which election. That's just like, it's like any election.
Yeah. This is an abstract politics joke.
Yeah.
Did you hear about those clowns in Congress? Hey.
Wow. Are you talking about the Guyanese conference? Congress.
The Eastern Congress? Well, I mean, it is in Washington.
Hey. Not bad at all. Washing a ton, am I right? Washing, those pigs aren't.
Washing a ton, laundering a ton of money. Those corrupt capitalists
these are
over
some
there.
Hard allegations coming out of Jack's throat.
You know what? I'm throwing them out there. I'm blowing the roof off.
CITR's own investigative podcast, or sorry, radio show, where we just like accuse people on the air.
Yeah. What am I going to do? Give evidence? No, that's for the suits in the good suits, yeah. The non-corrupt suits
yeah.
in Washington.
The ones you haven't accused yet, of which yeah. there are very few.
Oh, Bernie Sanders, he's top of my list. Crooked.
Oh, I was gonna ask which way he's fallen.
I'd like to name a few, and I won't say whether they're crooked or not.
All right, go ahead.
Ted Cruz.
Yep.
Marianne Williamson.
See, it's
John
so-
Hickenlooper.
That's you're falling off the path
and
there, bud.
And Beto, and I'm just gonna they're top of my list.
Just Beto.
Three different lists.
Three different. All right,
for the four of them.
Didn't Beto's mixed in somewhere? Also, that's not as all right. And
all right, we're gonna go to a quick break. But first, what are you doing for Canada Day? What's your plan longest of weekends?
On this longest of weekends. I'm very excited. I've got a friend. She's coming into town from my hometown in Alberta. I've known her for a couple of years, and she'll be flying in soon, and then she'll be here for the weekend, and
nice.
I'll show around town. It'll be nice.
Rad.
Mm-hmm.
Well, since we got some partying to do this weekend,
oh.
I got a song just for it. This one's by the Sloppy Boys. It's called Let's Party.
Bus. are those guys?
That's the Sloppy Boys. And they...
Forget the 4th of July.
On the 6th of July, Cat Solano Street Party returns to West 4th Avenue. This one's dedicated to all the
9 to 5, 5 to 9 hot sluts. Join us on Saturday, July 6th from Burrard to McDonald for a free day of music, food, beer gardens, and more. Featuring over 50 bands on 7 stages, including Devours, BB, Hey Ocean, Tanya Aganaba, Little Destroyer, and Missy D.
The Cat Solano Street Party, Saturday, July 6th. For more information and the complete lineup, visit catsolano.com. It ain't over till we get it, yeah. We keep it steady, yeah. It goes roots, rock and reggae. I rock, rap it steady. Missing you on the mic controller, thought it was impossible to see this rap predicament. Is that rap? Hey!
Everybody's favorite Jewel Punks, Necking, are releasing their debut album, Cut Your Teeth, on Mint Records. Come celebrate at the record release show with Necking and their pals, Pudding, Emily Toyota, and Bedwetters Anonymous. There are free toothbrushes for the first 50 people through the door. See you at the Red Gate on Friday, July 12th.
Hey, you are back and listening to Radio Pizza Party yet again with myself. I am Jack Lamming. I am here with Pavan Minhas.
There it is.
There he is.
Oh.
Yourself and myself.
Couple of boys.
This is a show where we talk to interesting and esteemed guests. Usually there's another co-host. He's been gone for 8 weeks. His name is, I can't really remember at this point.
He keeps saying 8 weeks, and every time he says it, his eyes just kind of like glaze over, and it's kind of scary.
It's been so long. Life is just so great without him here. We were talking about the news. I am sick.
Mm-hmm.
Of being sick.
That's top of the news, actually. Yeah. I think on CNN.com, you go there and it's like, it's Jack Lamming sick, second one, Donald Trump impeached.
Yeah, which, finally,
but
I got sick.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, I've been waiting for this.
Oh, man. We dodged a bullet there.
Yeah, I got to go,
not being sick.
I got to go home 45 minutes early from work.
Hey, Donald Trump gets to go home, like, 4 months early? I don't remember when the election... No, like 2 years early. Never mind.
Yeah, the American election isn't for another year and a half.
Oh, man.
How awful is that?
18 months of this,
of every
ladies and gentlemen.
Day, all of Twitter is just about the election. You're a newfound Twitter user, aren't you?
Oh, am I ever. I joined like 2 months ago,
yeah.
And I've already seen horrors beyond what the mind can imagine.
There's so much funny stuff on Twitter.
Not enough.
But there's so much awful stuff.
Yeah, it really is like islands in a storm of just hell.
Yeah, which would be a good tagline for Twitter.
Yeah.
Speaking of islands in a storm of hell,
mm-hmm.
For our second part of the show tonight, last time you were here, Pavan, we talked about fan fiction.
Yes.
Because there is a storm of hell of fan fiction that is longer than some of the longest works in fiction and in the world.
Yeah, I believe the current record holder for longest, I think like it's like longest piece of work, like written piece of work, is a Super Mario Bros. Fan fiction.
Yeah.
And it's still going. It's over like a million words, I believe.
Yeah, and it just keeps going.
Yeah,
like,
no.
People just keep adding to it.
I mean, how do you end that, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, he gets the girl.
I don't know. I don't know if you know what we're talking about.
I don't know
about
what it's
point.
About. I feel like it's probably very horny.
Oh. oh, God, I hope not.
It's fan fiction.
Okay, so
a primer on fan fiction.
Mm-hmm.
So fan fiction is, it's basically you take characters from a story you know and love.
Yep.
And you have a budding creative mind.
Mm-hmm.
You decide to write about them.
Yes, it sounds very wholesome.
Very wholesome.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of it is written by 14 and 15-year-olds
yeah.
who are just learning They've just had... They've learned about what the birds and the bees are.
Mm-hmm.
And
they also know what an Oxford comma is. And that, like, the combination of those two things, not great.
Not great. Not great, Bob. Mad Men. Classic. last time we talked about living life with Derek, because you found some UBC-centric fan fiction.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I stumbled across some. I say stumbled across. I was very much looking for UBC-centric fan fiction. And I realized I didn't preface this enough in the last episode. And, like, look, going back into the catalog, as I do most weeks. And
of course.
Like,
just keep track.
Like, the tagline for that one is, like, Pav and Minhas, like, fan fiction extraordinaire or something like that. I'm going to set the record straight right now. I have never...
You are not an aficionado of
him. No, okay. Not at all. I've mostly been doing this just because of this show, as well as, like, my own interest in, like, just how wild this community is. And when I say community, I mean, like, fan fiction community, which is essentially the same thing as saying, like, the community of, like, Canada. Where there's just so many works of art and so many bad things.
You are an aficionado.
No.
Talking about works of art, you're very interested in this. This sounds like the words of an aficionado.
All right. I think I'm digging myself into a deeper hole.
You are. So we're reading this on something called archiveofourown.org.
Yes.
Can you break down for the listeners what Archive of Our Own is?
So Archive of Our Own, for the cooler kids, they prefer to say AO3 just because, like, you know, there's three O's.
Okay.
So Archive of Our Own is, I want to say it's like from the early 2000s. It came after a spate of fan fiction writers, like fairly prominent fan fiction writers in like a budding community because like Harry Potter and Twilight were still coming out. And it came that, like, a few of those people had gotten copyright striked because, like, you know, under transformative work things, they just weren't transformative enough, I guess. And they were, like, they were charged thousands of dollars. So a bunch of prominent writers came together, fan fiction writers, not accredited published writers.
Yeah.
Fan fiction writers came together and said, we need to make an archive of our own.
Right.
And it had some trouble getting off the ground until, lo and behold, one J.K. Rowling came to their rescue and gave, like, a couple $1,000s, as well as, like, pinned her name onto it and said, like, I'm not going to be copyright striking any, like, of the Harry Potter stuff.
Right.
Which was honestly a great business move on her end because it only encouraged thousands. I'm telling you, hundreds of thousands of works are published now on specifically AO3 and the other websites that are just about Harry Potter in the worst ways possible, because you got to remember, most of the series, they're children. They're under 18 or whatever the age of consent in Britain is.
Yeah.
It's horrible, but some of it is okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to tell you right now, just a sharp intake of breath is really all you need to, like, is the only, like, proper expression of emotion there.
Yeah.
So we're going to dive into that.
We found a supernatural based fan fiction.
Mm-hmm.
It's based in Vancouver, starring an Emily Carr student.
Yes.
Which is not the school that we're based at.
No.
But we're extending an olive branch.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that there's not been enough collaboration between these two schools. And I think I think the best olive branch is one where two brothers flirt with each other.
Let's see. Let's call it flirt.
Yeah. That's a hard definition of flirt, my guy.
Yeah. I haven't read any of this. It's 10,000 words. We're snapping into it like a Slim Jim about two-thirds of the way down.
Yes, absolutely. Do we credit the writer?
Yeah, who's the writer?
The writer, let me tell you right now, is one... Slay X Mish. Or, in parentheses, Castiel Loves the Winchesters, which I believe are the name of the brothers.
Okay. And Castiel is a character in this.
Oh, yes, 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 yes.
So I think they may have inserted themselves into the story a little bit.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah,
that's
okay.
That's pretty fun.
So I'm thinking I will play Castiel and I'll do the stage directions.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to be the Winchesters?
Yes, I can be the Winchesters.
Okay.
And if any of the characters pop up, because
we'll sort it out.
Yeah, absolutely.
It'll be basically whoever went last, the other person will go.
Absolutely.
Like, okay. They drive under Granville Bridge and make their way down 3rd Avenue, where they turn left on Burrard Street.
Oh, yeah? That's cool. Oh, wait, I forgot to give context for this. So this is right after, I believe, Dean was playing a rock concert with an up-and-coming band. I legitimately believe he was at the Orpheum. And then his brother Sam came up and was like, was at the party or whatever. And then, like, they kind of, like, one of those things where they locked eyes from the crowd and the stage. And then Dean was like, oh, come with me, brother, but not my act. Like, in the story, they don't know that they're brothers, I think.
Okay.
Which, I don't know. It's up to the reader or listener to decide if that's worse.
So, yeah.
Yeah. So I'll this is a Dean, I believe. Oh, yeah? That's cool. What do you paint? Pictures.
Dean barks out a laugh.
No, I mean of what?
Castile is thankful for the darkness of the van because he can feel the heat rising to his cheeks. Wait, okay, Castile is a man. Okay. Oh, mostly landscapes, he answers. Well, right now we're doing still life paintings. So it's whatever we want as long as it's from still life.
What's still life?
Dean asks, actually seeming interested. Okay, so Dean is a dick.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. It seems like
okay. Basically, it's just painting what's in front of you. I bought some fake flowers to paint. I'd prefer real ones, but since I'm not working on it every day, I don't want them to die before I finish it.
That makes sense.
Castile nods. The person sitting next to Dean suddenly shoves sideways, and Castile is smushed between Dean and the window, his thigh nearly in Dean's lap, and Dean laughs, putting his left arm on the back of the chair to give them more room between each other. Dean takes his right arm and pushes back at the guy, and then there's a girl on top of the guy who shoved them, making out with him in the most repulsive way Castile has ever seen. Dean moves a little closer to Castile and leans in. I think he's whispering here.
Yeah. Do I have to whisper? All right. Sorry about that. I hope you don't mind this.
Castile breathes. Doesn't seem like a necessary thing to mention. It's fine.
Did you want another drink?
Dean offers his beer again. Sure. This time Castile only pretends to drink, but still gets a buzz from knowing Dean had his lips on it. He hands it back to Dean, who takes another drink. He watches as his lips envelop the tip of the bottle and how his tongue slips inside to stop the flow.
What?
Castile shifts in his seat.
That's not how you drink. Are you comfortable?
Dean asks. Yes, I'm fine. Castile clears his throat, suddenly becoming tight. Oh.
We're almost there.
Dean assures him. Oh, this is a lot. Okay, do you want to trade stage directions for these next
four paragraphs? All right.
You just give her the first one.
Castile focuses on the music playing on the speakers, taps his fingers on his lap. Dean starts to sing along quietly, and Castile feels like it's only for him to hear. He smiles at the window, hiding how good this makes him feel, despite how anxious he is. Castile doesn't know the song enough to sing along, so he hums to himself. They've been traveling down 16th Avenue for a long time. Castile only notices as the van starts to slow down. They turn right on Trimble Street, and Castile realizes he hasn't been to this part of the city before. It makes him nervous, but he doesn't let it show. They turn left and pull into a residential area, coming to stop in front of a modest house. It's in a nice part of a quaint neighborhood, and it somehow eases Castile's anxiety.
All right, I can take it from here.
Please.
The person closest to the door handles, drags open the sliding doors, and they all file out. Dean gets out before Castile and waits for him outside the van. They walk up to Benny's house, and Castile fidgets with his hands. Dean talks with the people walking up with them and laughs at something they said. Castile smiles at Dean's laugh and walks into the house. Everyone seats themselves at either the couch or the table. Drinks are being poured, and Castile doesn't know what to do with himself. Sorry, everyone. He follows Dean into the basement, where there are already people there. If this is a small party, Castile isn't sure he wants to see a big one. Betty wants to see someone.
No.
There's a pool table.
Editorializing, ladies and gentlemen.
There's a pool table where beer bottles rest against its ledges. There is cigarette smoke, along with what is undoubtedly weed, hanging in the air. There is a large stereo system in the corner playing loud music. Girls dance with each other and grind against guys. There is a drum set in the other corner opposite the stereo, where some people are banging around on.
I don't know what that... All right. Hey, hey!
Dean yells.
Respect the equipment, all right? She's not new.
The guys stop and stand around, seemingly bored.
Instantly bored.
Dean leads them to a set of couches that look worn out and well used. He sits against the armrest and pats the cushion next to him. He pulls out another joint, and Castile sits next to him. He looks around the basement where there must easily be 20 people, if not more. Castile has a hard time counting them. There's a lot of people here, he notes to Dean, who takes a long drag of his joint and hands it to Castile.
You kidding me? Hardly anybody is here.
Castile raises his eyebrows and inhales. As he passes it back to Dean, their fingers brush together. Castile looks up and meets Dean's eyes that are soft and red around the edges. He can only assume his look the same. He looks at Dean's mouth when Dean licks his lips. Should we do... All right, okay. We need to end this at some point because we have another fan fiction to get to.
We have to
I'm
end
thinking,
it?
Oh. I know. I feel like we'll just end it when it gets too much for radio.
Are you kidding? That would have been 10 minutes ago.
I feel like it's going to get way too much very
all right,
soon.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
How much of this have you read?
Do you want to switch off with the narration, stage directions?
Yes, please. Okay, right. So I stopped it. He can only assume his look the same.
Yes. He looks at Dean. Oh, you gave me this line. He looks at Dean's mouth when Dean licks his lips. He then realizes that their hands are still touching and he hasn't let go of the joint. He clears his throat and looks away, placing his hands into his lap. Dean grunts and takes a long drag. He passes it back to Castile and leans against the back of the couch, his arm resting on the cushion behind Castile's shoulders. Dean sighs out his high and closes his eyes. Castile finishes off the joint and places it in the ashtray on the coffee table, then leans back into the couch. His head is spinning, and he's actually enjoying it. Dean passes him a beer, and Castile drinks it without really paying much attention as to where it came from. The music is loud and banging inside of Castile's head. He nods back and forth and leans back further, his head suddenly touching Dean's arm, and he freezes. He takes a drink of his beer and looks over at Dean, who's talking to someone sitting on the armrest. Dean hasn't moved away from him yet, so maybe it's okay? And this is Castile, Dean says, pulling Castile away from his thoughts. He looks up and sees the person Dean was talking to and realizes it's Charlie.
Cass,
he decides to correct, holding out his hand.
It's nice to meet you. I'll take Charlie. Mm-hmm. Nice to meet you too, Cass. I'm Charlie. Oh, it's a woman.
She grabs his hand and shakes it lightly. Dean's arm is still behind him and it sears into Castile's skin. The people playing pool shout as one team eventually wins, and the rest of the basement cheers along with them. He takes in the drink and finishes off the beer, the buzz undeniable, and he looks around the room trying to figure out where to put his empty bottle, but holds it a little while longer instead. He catches Dean's eyes and smiles at him. It's a low smile, almost secretive. Dean sits up and removes his arm from behind Castile, and Cass suddenly feels a pang of loss. He leans forward, resting his elbows on his knees, and rolls the empty beer bottle between his two hands. Dean moves closer to him, trailing his arm behind Castile's back, and rests his hand against his hip.
Oh, we're almost there!
Castile is frozen, not that he wants to move much anyway. Their knees brush, and Dean finishes off his own beer before setting it on the coffee table. He takes his newly empty hand and traces...
All right, I'll take it from here. He traces Castile's knee with it. Castile is almost afraid to look at him, but at the same time, he is terrified to wake up and it all be a dream. He sets his beer bottle on the table next to Dean's and leans into Dean's touch. He slowly looks up and finds Dean looking. How tall is this guy? And the hand at Castile's hips rubs small circles into his rumpled shirt, and all that Castile can think of is how badly he wants to take it off. He opens his mouth to say something, but he can't even find the words. All right, should we leave it there?
Oh, please. That next paragraph is not good.
It gets very explicit from there.
Oh, does it ever. Oh, my God. Do we get the URL for this one, too?
Yeah, sure.
Surprisingly, it's https://mcsweeneys.com/help. No, this one is archiveofourown.org/works/12763584?view_adult=true.
Wow. Yep.
Adult sure does equal true, folks.
Yep, that definitely does. Okay, so we have one more to go over.
Oh, do we ever.
This one is on another previously unknown to me.
Yes. Okay, so this one is on a website called Wattpad, and I know I can just hear a few of our audience members knowing what that is, because it was mostly a fairly popular website, I want to say in the early, late aughts.
Okay.
And then it's kind of had a resurgence. I mean, it was very popular for like the One Direction stuff. There was a lot of like, you know, I wake up, my brown hair tussled, my emerald green eyes, kind of that kind of stuff. If I remember, a friend of mine, she read some, and there was a lot of stuff about like you waking up in the morning and your abusive parent like saying to you like, hey, you've been sold into like kind of like slavery.
Oh boy.
And then, but then you're like, what? And then they're like, yeah, the One Directioners are here to pick you up, and you have been like sold to One Direction. And then it's like the entire story is of like you being like
part of One Direction?
Yeah, kind of being part of One Direction in And like, yeah, there was, it definitely wasn't PG. I'll tell you that right now.
Okay, good to know.
Yeah, yeah. I know that you were very curious.
Extremely. So this one is called Harry Styles, The Boy I Fell For,
mm-hmm.
by Styles Hairs.
Yes. Just to prime, it doesn't have most punctuation.
It really doesn't. Oh. I also want to say it has 18 views. It doesn't say when this was published. This one's quick, though.
Oh, it's very quick, yes.
And I don't think it is as raunchy as the last one.
I don't think so, but don't hold me to that.
So should we just do trade-off paragraphs? Because there's no way to tell who is speaking at almost any type of it.
Yeah, there's a bullet point in there. I don't know what
that's
for.
There's a random bullet point where it seems like the perspective switches.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We can do paragraphs.
Yeah. So it starts with silver in between two brackets, I think.
Yeah.
In all caps. Okay, so Jasmine, get your coffee and let's go already. You honestly take 20 men deciding on what you're going to get and end up getting coffee every time. But you could get me an ice cap. I'm really feeling one. It's nice to take your time, you know, and not having to be on the go, but you got it, coffee and an ice cap, just like usual.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry. As I say, running into this man, spilling my ice cap all over him. It's okay, as the man smiles and walks away right after. Silver, you're so dumb. Aha, aha. You should really watch where you're going, especially around cute boys like him. We giggled walking out of Tim's. He, with me, empty-handed without my ice cap.
As we were walking back to our first class, I noticed that boy again walking by the campus, giving me a smile as he saw me in the distance. I wonder who this boy. Our first class we had was science with Mr. Robinson.
Who this boy?
He was my favorite teacher since he actually made me understand the subject and be funny when teaching.
Okay, this is ridiculous because also this is at UBC. I assume that's the Tim's at solder Tim's.
So it must be packed. So yeah. She's holding up the line and slamming into guys at the solder Tim's.
Absolutely. Also, it's news to me that we have a Mr. Robinson who's a teacher of science.
Not
biology.
These are university students. Just in science.
Yeah,
class.
He teaches all the BSCs from what I know.
Yeah.
That's amazing. All right, so now on to the next part.
Yeah.
That was one chapter, by the way.
That was one of three chapters.
Yep. All right, so this chapter is called two.
This is the second chapter called
After school two. Was out with for the day, me and Jas decided to go to the mall since we each needed a new outfit for the upcoming party Vicky McGregor was having Friday night. Part of me didn't actually want to go, but Jasmine would drag me out of my house if I didn't go. Two periods. I wasn't too found on parties. I mean, don't get me wrong.
I love being... I love this. I love this so much. New paragraph continuing the last sentence. Don't get me wrong. I love being with my friends, drinking and having a great time, not remembering to have the things I did the next morning, but that's partly why I can't control myself when I start drinking. Who knows what I can get myself into? I guess I don't control it. Three periods. End quote. How about the silver? It would look amazing on you. I look over to see Jess showing me this beautiful short white flowy dress with the back being open with strings crisscrossed with a bit of lace in the front. That looks great, but how much is it? Only $60. Only? That's kind of expensive, but I'll try it on. But you're trying on this. I show her a tight black dress. You got it, babe. We laugh as we walk into two change rooms.
A couple of days going by today being Friday morning. I'm sorry. A couple of days going by today being Friday morning. This was the night of the party. School was really slow, and I really wanted to just go home and sleep. It was now only my lunch break with an A-K-E. B-R-A-K-E. And still having two more classes until the day was over. And I noticed that the boy I bumped into the other day, but this time he never looked up. I just raised my shoulders thinking it must be nothing since I don't actually know this boy.
After my last two classes, I couldn't be more happy to go home and sleep until remembering my dorm, seeing Jas and Tay all dolled up till I remember there's the party tonight. I got ready, curling my long, light brown hair, putting my favorite pink lipstick on to match my dress with mascara and a little blush. I'm not a big fan of makeup, so I just do the basics, unlike Taylor, who just piles on makeup on her face. But it's not me to judge, so I say nothing. I put my new dress on and off we went.
Oh my God. It's not me to judge.
It sounds like she was judging.
Yeah, oh, Taylor looks horrible, but it's not for me to judge.
Yep.
All right, chapter three. This one's called The Boy from Tim's. Which is odd. You would think it's like... anyway.
Anyway.
All right. The party is insane, I scream, not knowing if Jasmine could hear me. I know the party is just pumping me up so much. Body shots. I scream out loud as the crowd all crowds the kitchen. I lay down on the table, placing the lime in my mouth. Who's going first? A voice calls out from behind. I look around to see the same boy from Timmy's. I will, as he smirks at me and his dimples growing on his cheeks.
Here we go.
Oh.
Shot after shot, this party growing wild. But all I really wanted was to find this boy. But more, I wanted to know who he was as I was walking out of the living room to find a bathroom and a bedroom upstairs. I walk out to find him staring at me, lying on the bed staring at me as I walk out. Hello, love. Hey, I'm so sorry about the other day, but I can't help but see you everywhere I go. You must be new to this school, are you? Oh, thank God that sentence is over. Yes, I just moved here. My name is Cole, and who must you be? I'm Silver. Silver Shay. It's my sophomore year here. You're in Canada. We don't say that.
Well, what do you know? Same as me. Maybe you could show me around the campus later on. I don't know. I'm pretty busy. I'll have to squeeze you in somehow, I giggle as I leave my number beside his side, leaving the room. Swear? Wait. So where have you been? I've been searching for you everywhere we have to go. What? What, why, where, Jas, what did you do? Sorry, one more time. Swear have you been? I've been searching for you everywhere we have to go. What, why, where, Jas, what did you do? I'll tell you later, but we need to leave. Ugh. I just started having fun, and of course they did something, but I guess I'll finally have to sleep, and so I did.
The next morning when I woke up, it was around 9 o'clock, so I went for my morning run around campus, had a shower, then went to this little cafe down the street for breakfast. I had a bagel with cream cheese. With black coffee, I always enjoy it better that way.
I thought you
to had... be continued.
Oh, yes.
Last updated July 12th, 2015.
It's honestly, we're just over a 4-year anniversary.
Yeah, it's just about. I think we will need to celebrate. It's 4-year anniversary, which is in exactly 2 weeks' time.
Oh, yeah. We should celebrate with some body shots.
Body shots.
Oh, my God.
Okay, I want to see if Styles Hairs has posted anything more.
Oh, that's a great idea. What if they abandoned this? I will be severely disappointed by Styles Hair.
So there are three. So there's three stories.
Mm-hmm.
My best friend's brother, my roommate's sister, and then Harry Styles, the boy I fell for. I think the most recent is Harry Styles, the boy I fell for, which is sad.
Damn.
Okay, I found her bio. It's, I'm a girl who loves a band by the name of One Direction, living in a city called Winnipeg. So
interesting. Winnipeg.
Very interesting.
But not UBC.
Not UBC. What I also find interesting, hadn't One Direction started to break up by 2015?
I think you're very, very correct.
Yeah. Like, she joined July 8th, 2015.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Wait. Okay, so first of all, we're almost at her 4-year anniversary.
I found there's more, there's newly updated things.
Oh, no, please.
Okay, so updated the day after the last one was. Yeah. It's called My Roommate Sister / H.S.
H.S. Harry Styles.
This one has swear words.
Oh, no. Is that what she says?
So there are how many chapters? There's two chapters in this one. They're short like the last one. We'll do this one, then we'll go to a break. And then we'll get into the third part of this.
I think I really need a break after this, yeah.
Okay. This one starts, we're going to have to bleep out some swear words.
Oh, do we ever? Yeah.
It's 4 in the booping morning. Go to sleep already. Some people actually like to sleep, you know.
I'm sorry. Are you annoyed by my amazing game? I'm not. It's only the best. It's magnificent. ...
Why did I have to get a nerd as a roommate who never sleeps and plays some weird-ass anime? Ugh, I'm going to Niles. At least his roommate's not weird like you.
Fine by me, and I find you quite odd for not being totally in love with my gaming stuff. But more time for me to play, I guess. Is this like a transcription of me and my mom?
Hey, yo, Niall, Voss up, lad. I'm not up for talking. I just need sleep. Ishmael... is up playing his stupid video games again. Like, why was I stuck with such a lame roommate? Yours is actually kind of cool.
I'm so sorry.
Ishmael. Ishmael. This story about One Direction is starring a man named Ishmael.
I'm so sorry, I'm crying. He just casually drops his roommate's name is Ishmael.
I love it. Oh. Okay.
All right.
You started haha.
Haha, you're welcome to stay here, buddy. He's like Irish. Oh, I can't do an accent. You can even bunk here for however long you, capital Y, want. Hell, I don't care.
Thanks. 2 seconds after my head hit the pillow, I fell into a deep sleep. It wasn't until 1:30 I woke up and realized I missed half the day. Already seeing Niall walking in the door from a golf tournament he was at this morning.
Hey, look who's up, Sleeping Beauty. How was your beauty rest?
Hey, slept like a baby, I told him. So how'd you do with gold this morning?
Oh, you know, I was all doing well until I made a fool out of myself and fell with my clubs going down with me.
Oh, golf, it's supposed to say, not gold.
Oh!
Ah-ha-ha! Wish I was there to see it.
Oh, you will, all right? Everyone has videos of it, and it's all over Twitter.
Next part.
Very nice.
You're welcome.
Ishmael. I'll make sure to... Oh, wait, no, sorry, you go.
Oh, thank you. I'll make sure to watch it, but I gotta go freshen up and put on some better clothes.
Yeah, you do smell bad. Don't worry, we're going to that football match with the boys tonight, so meet me back here when you don't wreck.
Aha, will do. Ishmael, he's back. Ishmael is back, baby.
Yes. Ishmael, what the hell are you doing? Still playing? I'm sorry, I can't deal with Ishmael.
Oh, it gets so much better.
Ishmael, what the hell are you doing still playing this? Don't you have a life?
I so do have a life, and this takes up mostly 69% of it. What does that leave time for? And plus, my sister came to visit, but I don't get how she hates this game, too.
No, I feel bad for her because she probably has to listen to this at home before.
Aha, well, that is true. Hey, I'm Coco. You must be the annoying roommate Ishmael keeps talking about, whispering in Harry's ear. We all know who the real weirdo is here, and it sure as hell ain't you.
Well, you know, old Ishmael and Coco, brother and sister.
Classic names.
I laugh when I hear that. Something about this girl seemed nothing like her brother. She looks so much more grown up, beautiful, matured, still a lot of fun in her system. I wonder how a girl like this is related to such a child. Well, I got a freshen up football game. Well, I got a freshen up football game with the lads later tonight. Smiling at Coco walking in the washroom as she winking back at me.
Coco. Ishmael, I don't know what the hell you're talking about. Your roommate is totally not annoying or weird.
Ugh, whatever. I don't get people anyways.
Wow, you really need some friends. Aha. I couldn't stop thinking about this boy. Like, is it weird I only talked to him for like 2 minutes and yet I can't stop thinking about him? Those pretty green eyes with those dimples by his cheeks when he does the lightest smirk and you can't forget about his brown curly hair? As I realize I kind of zoned out, I catch myself staring at him, walking back into the room. He notices and just gives me a smirk.
I need to get to know this girl, and I will. Looking down, and I see her phone in her hand, and my first instinct was to grab it and give my number a text, so I knew for sure I had it too. I'm heading out with the boys. Might not come back tonight. You should get food in your system and stop playing this ridiculous game. I look back at Coco and give her a wink.
Okay, now it's a text conversation.
Oh my god.
530-282689.
No area code. Me. You must be Coco, winky face.
Man, aren't you just the greatest guesser? Aha! Smiley face with double chin.
Ooh, are you busy anytime this week? Maybe we could do something.
Man, first date already. I mean, I just met you.
No, I wouldn't call it a date. I just want to hang out, get to know you, see, and if you're anything like your brother, your brother Ishmael.
Hey.
So picking you up at 5 Wednesday, love, we're going sea doing
in Winnipeg.
We're going sea-doo and then this restaurant I love near the beach. Parentheses, as friends only, close parentheses.
All right, bet. I bet. Letting you know I'm beating you at any race we may be doing, lol.
I guess I could go easy on you since, you know, you are a girl.
Oh, ouch. You did not just say that. Oh, you're going down.
Why is Coco the coolest person around?
I love Coco. I love this. I love it so much.
Oh, so many real tears coming out of my eyes.
I know. This is one of my favorite things. There's another one.
No, please.
I won't. I will spare us that. Okay. We're going to go to a break, and then we're going to get to a quite anticipated food review, judging by the one like it got on Twitter.
Oh, yes. Oh, I'm pumped.
Oh, yeah.
What food? We'll never tell.
Well, we will in a few.
Oh, yeah.
This song is by Divorcer. It's called Anxiety, I think is how it's pronounced. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Mm-hmm.
Thursday, July 18th at Lanelou's, Montreal's Orchestre Criminal come to Vancouver for an evening of klezmer punk, turbo folk, and ancient gangster tunes from around the world. That's Thursday, July 18th at Lanelou's, Montreal's Orchestre Criminal with local favorites, Balkan Schmalkin. Tickets are $12 in advance at brownpapertickets.com, $15 at the door. Co-presentation of Discorder Magazine and CITR 101.9 FM.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Your favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder Magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
Welcome back to the Fan Fiction Radio Hour. I am your host, Jack. I'm here with Bhavan.
Ishmael Minhas.
Ishmael Minhas. So we have been talking. This is actually Radio Pizza Party, broadcasting live from the University of British Columbia on the unceded territories of the Musqueam people at CITR 101.9 FM. The FM stands for Funky Music.
There it is.
We have been talking about a lot today, talking about news, current events, McSweeney's, soon to be McDonald's.
Hey.
We've been talking about the intricacies of Vancouver-based fan fiction.
Yeah.
We've read through two of the works of Stiles Hares.
Stiles Hares being like the name of the author on Wattpad.
Yeah, and all of the things are very loosely based around Harry Styles, and they all seem to have been written within a month of each other.
I think so. Yeah, this person went on a tear and then just kind of dropped off the face of the earth 4 years ago.
4 years ago. They're also loosely based around Vancouver. Very loosely.
See, I think it's very loosely because the person's own, Stiles Hare's own bio admits that they're from Winnipeg.
Yeah.
And I like, given by the structure of these works of art, they're not the most like grammatically sound. So I can't imagine this person. Well, maybe now they might be going to university.
If this person is in one of my classes, I demand to know about it.
Mm-hmm. Please, honestly, reach out. This is like a legitimate request of like, we wouldn't make fun of you. This would be one of those, like the most star-studded, like my eyes are shocked if I meet Stiles Hares, just because I would love to pick your brain about what you were at in 2015 when, as Jack pointed out last segment, like One Direction was already kind of breaking up. I believe at that point Zayn had left. And like,
yeah, Zayn left pretty early.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Like in the early 2010s, I want to say.
Yeah.
So like, I would love to pick Stiles Hare's brain about how they felt about Zayn if they had this like renaissance after Zayn left.
Yeah.
As well as if they were willing to pick up the mantle again. I mean, you can't just leave gold on this like the table, like gold like this on the table. I mean,
no, it can't be done, especially on a day like this. We have one last story by Stiles Hares, and then we're gonna get to another last segment.
Yeah.
So this one is called My Best Friend's Brother. Mm-hmm. A lot about brothers, a lot about best friends.
Yeah, I don't know what the sibling thing of this episode is.
It's weird. I don't get it.
Yeah. But, I mean, you did send me a message saying specifically look for brothers and sisters and things like that. But, I mean, I don't know if
it was very specific. Thing. I sent you a few messages about that.
Yeah.
Like five or six.
I don't know if I would call them messages. I would more so like missives of like just like exclamation points.
Okay. Gemma, all right, we'll do the same thing, kind of paragraphs.
Yes, yeah. So this chapter has 17 views, 0 comments, 0 stars, which isn't indicative of its value. Could be a posthumous piece, you know, anything like that. It's the chapter is titled Europe? ?
Yeah. Gemma, what the hell? Why would you post this? I look like I'm 2,000 pounds. Like, take that off.
Chill out, Kayla. I'll take it down, but I thought you looked great here. I have to stop by home before we head to your place. That good with you?
Of course it is, but who's all home anyways?
I don't know. Probably my mom and Harry, unless he's out with the boys or some chick he found at the bar. I just needed clothes and to tell my mom something. You can come on in if you want.
Sure, I need a bite to eat, so I'll make myself something here.
Hey, Mama. Kisses Mom on cheek.
Hey, beautiful, what are you doing here tonight? You were supposed to be at Kayla's.
Yeah, I just needed to grab a couple things and ask you something later.
I see Harry walk into the room. I don't know why, but I've always felt something for him. Even though he's 3 years younger, I just always picture us being together someday, though I'd never tell Gemma since she's always so protective over Harry. I basically treat Harry like a brother to me anyhow, so I don't want to ruin my relationship with Jenna if I'd ruin everything by dating him.
Hey, Kayla.
Hey, Harry, how's it going?
Rough night last night. Kinda tired. Not too bad yourself?
Hungry. That's right. I was about to make myself something. Peanut butter banana. That's my fave.
What was you planning to ask me, my love?
Me and Kayla are planning a huge trip around Europe. We were gonna, backpack it or something. We just need 500 more dollars. Any way you could spare us some.
You know what? You know what? Any chance Harry could tag along? I need him to see more of the world anyway. He's always here with the boys drinking. I think it would be good for him. Please, I'll give you the money?
Fine, mother, but if he slows us down or does anything, we're leaving him behind.
If he does anything. I kind of blushes at the thought of spending 3 months with... 3 months? But nothing will happen, even though I kind of hope something will.
A note from the author. Hey guys, I hope you enjoy this one. Don't really know where it's going, but I can bet you it'll be great. XX, all the love, XOXO.
Aww.
All right, for once, she continued. Would you like to get us started?
Yes.
On the second chapter called Packing.
Yep. 7 views. Gem, I'm so pumped. Like, this will be the sickest trip. Imagine just seeing all these new places we've never seen, exploring uncharted territory for us. It's going to be epic, making loads of friends during this whole thing, too. They're going to Europe. I don't know what's uncharted about it.
It's, yeah.
It's pretty, I mean, that's pretty charted.
Yep.
He's tearing up at the
beauty. There was a weird buzzing in my headphones. Is Harry all set and everything for coming with us? Does he even want to come since, you know, he'll have to be with us?
He's fine with it. Actually, he seems excited to go in. Yes, all packed. Plans leaving tomorrow morning early at 4 a.m.
Jesus, that's early. Guess we'll eat brekkie in Toronto while we wait for our next flight.
We live in Vancouver, so it'll be a really long flight. That's like 3 hours?
It's like 3 or 4 hours. Not that long. I don't know.
All right. The next morning.
Harry, even though I'm going on this... Oh, Jesus, this is going to be a long one.
That's going to be a big one.
Even though I'm going on this trip with my sister and her best friend, I feel I'm going to have an epic trip. I mean, it's a good thing Kayla's one of Jem's fun and easygoing friends. I think I'd lose it if Tasha was the one going, Jesus, does she ever have an annoying voice and never stops talking. Taxi's here! I hear Gemma scream out to all of us. I love you all. Have a fun and safe trip. Love you, Mama. Love you! The ride to the airport was awfully quiet but normal since everyone's tires... It being so early in the morning, we got our boarding passes, then went through security, through a baseball. No problem. Waiting to board the plane was awful. It got delayed by 3 hours, and we almost missed our connecting flight. All is good now, though, and we are cruising over the Atlantic heading to an amazing continent.
Ah, yes, the old world on the old continent of Europe. Kayla. Aw, Harry looks so cute when he's sleeping on the plane. Ah, shut up, Kayla. He's like Jem's brother. He's like Jem's brother. Snap out of it. It's been too long of a day, and we have about 8 hours to go on this plane. Man, do I ever hate planes. They always creep me out. Creepy. Scaring me that we're going to crash or something, like someone's hijacking us. It's just holding that never happens to us. And before I know it, I'm asleep too. ..
Kayla, wake up. We're here. 5! I jump up to see Gemma screaming in my ear. What? Oh, what? Jesus, don't scare me like that. OMGGG. We're here. Trip of a lifetime. Here I come.
Author's note. Have any of you guys ever been on any exciting trips in your life? ? I have. Oh, sorry. Italics. I have been on some pretty cool ones, but nothing overseas. Like probably to Vancouver, I think that she's talking about.
Yeah, or like... Edmonton,
yeah.
Or other cities in Manitoba.
Oh, what?
Of which there are maybe two.
I was gonna say give you a solid 2, maybe 4.
Like I could not name another city in Manitoba if I tried.
What about Dog River is from Saskatchewan.
Yeah,
that's Corner Gas.
Anyway,
yeah,
we got a lot to talk about other than fan fiction. This has been an episode of Fan Fiction Addiction.
Oh, wow.
Don't
call it that. I don't want to come back and do this.
Pavan, our fan fiction aficionado.
I really, I protest.
So about, I want to say 2 months ago, the classic burger chain McDonald's came out with something.
Oh, we're already starting. We only have
10 minutes, man. We got to get right into it.
Okay, okay.
The chain McDonald's came out with something. Something near and dear to us, I don't know. Alberta doesn't count as the West Coast.
Nope.
Western Canadians' hearts.
There it is.
A Nanaimo Bar McFlurry.
Mm-hmm.
What are your opinions on the just straight up Nanaimo Bar?
On the Nanaimo Bar itself, I'll tell you right now, until a few months ago, I thought it was a granola bar. I really did.
You thought a Nanaimo Bar was a granola bar?
I didn't know that the fudge was necessary.
Okay.
I really thought it was just like, I also can't name most of the layers. I think marshmallows on there and graham. Graham cracker.
So a Nanaimo bar.
Yes.
Is not that.
Oh.
Not quite. You have the colors right.
There it is.
So it's a chocolate on top and then it's buttercream icing.
Good Christ.
And then it's like chocolate and walnuts on the bottom. Yeah. They're way over the top. Yeah,
I was going to say, that sounds like that's a heart attack on a bun.
Yeah. I've never been a fan of Nanaimo bars. My parents are not fans of Nanaimo bars, so I didn't grow up eating them.
Oh, it's a lineage thing.
It's definitely genetic, but they're so sweet.
Oh, yeah.
They're way too much.
I would definitely say that translates.
Yeah. So, I'm not a fan.
Mm-hmm.
McDonald's. What are your thoughts on McDonald's?
My thoughts on McDonald's, I'm going to tell you right now, haven't had McDonald's in about a year.
Wow.
So, me walking into the University Boulevard McDonald's and seeing this touchscreen of which I think the last time I saw it, I was not sober. It was a wild ride. Especially, it's like 2 p.m. And it's like, I feel like I shouldn't be here, right? Like, it's like I should only be here after Kerner's house party or some thing that I think is wild that probably Styles Hairs has, you know, been through 1,000 times.
Yeah. I eat McDonald's more than I would like to admit. It is my go-to hangover food.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Because it's really cheap to Uber Eats it.
Oh.
So you can get it to your door for $1 more than it costs in store.
Oh, plus not bad.
So it's like $20 for Sophie and I, food, you're good.
Yeah.
You can get like a gallon of iced tea, and then you're set for like an entire day. Like your hangover is not great,
yeah,
but you're good.
Yeah.
So I eat there more than I would like to admit.
So these Golden Arches came out with, to combine these two topics, Nanaimo Bars and the Golden Arches, they collabed. Yeah.
They had a collab.
The bar itself.
Yeah, the bar itself and the Golden Arch itself had a collab. A McFlurry is a blended ice cream.
Yes. We're really going down to basics here.
Oh, yeah. We could have many Amish listeners here who are just hiding under the table.
Yeah.
but a Nanaimo, a McFlurry is a blended ice cream beverage / dessert.
Define ice cream.
Ice cream is and we both had one today.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like today being like the minutes before the show. I'm still digesting the ice cream right now.
Oh, it's still in my tum-tum.
Yeah. I'm going to say right now that, I mean, the meme is that McDonald's like, oh, it's so hard to go down. I honestly didn't expect that to translate into its ice cream. But Lord above, I'm still working on it. It doesn't feel good in my chest here, Jack.
No, it doesn't.
No.
It feels socked in.
Yeah.
Okay. I want to rank this on three things.
Yep.
Service, presentation, and where it falls among the rest of McDonald's offerings.
All of McDonald's? Jesus.
You don't have to, but say like top half, bottom
half.
Okay,
I was going to say, I can't go through all of the offerings.
There I go, starting at number one. No. Yeah. Okay, so service. What was your service like?
Honestly, service was the best part.
Did you use the touchscreen?
I went in, touchscreen, I was terrified of. I got the Nanaimo thing, and I was just standing there with the receipt, and I saw the manager. I tell you right now, if you were at UBC, go visit the McDonald's on University Boulevard, because the manager, he was so, like, into it, where he was still teaching people how to make the McFlurry. He was pointing out the graham crackers and, like, all the different things. But it was like, have you ever seen the movie Ghost with Patrick Swayze?
He was not ghosting people with a McFlurry.
No. He was doing the thing where he's the ghost.
Arms around them, teaching them how to McFlurry.
I was blown away. It seemed he was halfway there because he was just like, he was so like encouraging. I hear him saying like, oh, put the granola bars in there. Once it came out and they mixed it, he like pointed out the different things. He's like, did you put that in? Did you put that in? I felt so cared for. It might as well have been my grandmother making it for me.
Really?
Absolutely. I was blown away.
Fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. Mine,
yeah.
I went with the touchscreen.
Ooh, okay.
Always fantastic service from that. Doesn't have the human touch,
yeah,
clearly.
But thousands of pixels.
Thousands. It's like a retina display on that thing.
It's crazy.
It's very...
Honestly, it is really nice looking.
It's very HD, very responsive,
yeah,
which you wouldn't expect from a touchscreen that size or in a McDonald's, given what it gets put through.
Oh, man.
Presentation. I posted this on Twitter in a promo for the show.
Oh.
And there was a response to it that said, "What on God's earth is that Shrek fart-looking pile of goo?" And I'm going to let Gaby Lucas just let that speak for itself.
Wow.
Because it doesn't look good. It looks weirdly orange, like a cream egg.
Yeah.
Oh,
God. Oh, yours look horrible.
Mine was half melted.
As they gave it to you?
It looked yeah. Mine, there was like big swirls of chocolate around the outside.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
That seems to be consistent.
Okay.
On my end, I was surprised because I haven't had a McFlurry in a very long time.
Yeah.
And I look at it and it's like, I realize now that they have to like stir it. I thought they legitimately gave me like half a cup. Because like I look inside and it doesn't like reach the plastic, like the plastic cover. So I'm like, I got ripped off here. I was too busy watching Patrick Swayze over there that they under the table.
They do
took
that every
half
time.
My ice cream.
Yeah. They do that to distract you.
Yeah, they do the Oprah Winfrey, Patrick Swayze thing. I was blown away. But no, yeah, that the presentation, less than ideal. I think Gaby Lucas is spot on.
Yeah. Shrek fart.
Yeah, that's stuck in my mind now.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Yeah, not great. I'm going to throw in a fourth category here.
Oh, my God.
Because it's a very important part of a food review.
Oh, no.
How did it taste? Like, that's something... It wasn't a category before this.
That wasn't part of it. What was the third category?
The third category was where does it fall amongst the rest of McDonald's offerings? Which I feel like we should do aftertaste. That's
okay.
A conclusion.
Taste, I'll give it. Boy, that sweetness really hits you. It hits you like a ton of bricks.
It is so sweet.
I couldn't believe
fully
it.
Fully agree with you there.
Honestly, it reminds me of the movie Ghosts.
It sneaks up on you.
It really does.
Much like a ghost teaching you how to do pottery. I fully agree with you there.
Oh, man. If I was Oprah Winfrey, my tooth would be aching right now. But I'm not. I'm Pavan Minhas. My teeth...
Good personal branding there.
There it is. My teeth are... They're still shaking a little bit. I'll tell you that right now. And I think it definitely adds to the iron brick that's going through me right now.
Yeah. I agree with you there. One of the reasons I don't like normal Nanaimo bars is because of the sheer sweetness.
Mm.
This had that in spades.
Oh, no.
It was incredibly sweet. It tasted somehow a bit smoky. Maybe that was like the walnuts or something. But there was like a weird like earthiness to it.
Where the hell did... All right. Where the hell did you go?
I did see him drop it and pick it up off the floor. And drop some liquid smoke in there. But it was really sweet. Big chunks of walnut or some kind of nut. I think it was walnut or pecan. But that was nice. Like, it was actual chunks of nut.
I'm really... we had such different experience.
Did yours have, like, full chunks of nut in it?
No.
You had a nut-free...
No. I mean, I had, like, nice little bits of walnut in there. I mean, like, enough nut to get your day going, but,
man,
like...
Man, I'm sitting there slurping down nut. Like, it was just ridiculous.
Oh, boy. I don't know what the hell is going on your end. All right,
same
last
McDonald's. I must have been there past the shift change.
Maybe, yeah. The blonde haired manager was not there to keep an eye on your McFlurry and to ghost your server.
Definitely not. All right, we should wrap this up.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on to the last piece of the puzzle here. Where does it fall for you amongst the rest of McDonald's offerings?
Well, I don't eat red meat. So that eliminates about 90% of the menu.
That does. It is definitely a burger-focused restaurant.
It's definitely.
So
I think that the Nanaimo Bar McFlurry, and I want this to be a clean take, I think, my name is Pavan Minhas, and I think the Nanaimo Bar Flurry is McFlurry, is about number 3 on the list. I'm going to say it's right below, right at number 1, obviously, we're going to go with the Shrek toy that they gave you back in 2011 when I went there with my mom. And then the number 2 is the Diet Coke, large Diet Coke. And then right number 3
number
is the McFlurry.
The only thing that they make.
Yeah.
Like the very first thing that they make for you, number 1, is a McFlurry. The rest is a Diet Coke and a plastic toy.
I mean, yeah.
What is the bottom of the list for things that you eat? Like, obviously, red meat is a large chunk that's just out of the running.
But bottom of the things I eat, if it has to be things I eat, then it can't be the Hamburglar. I think that the worst thing I'll get there is usually the McChicken.
Really?
It's not great.
McChicken is overpriced and underdelivered.
You seen that video on Twitter of that guy with the McChicken?
No.
Oh, you don't want to see it. And I definitely can't talk about it on the radio.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it's not great. All
right. We're going to wrap up the show there.
No, that can't be the end.
Okay. In final thoughts, with these couple of thoughts, is the Nanaimo McFlurry.
Yeah. Well, 10 out of 10, I'd say, but like number 3 on my list.
Yeah. 10 out of 10, number 3. Diet Coke, 11 out of 10. Shrek toy, nostalgia out of 10.
Oh, thank you very much.
Is that toy still kicking around your house anywhere?
Are you kidding me? Toy? You say it like there's one. There's very many in my house.
Is this shrine of Shrek toys still in your bedroom?
I don't like talking about personal stuff in the air. Let's end this.
Let's just wrap it up. So this is our last show for a couple of weeks. The way we end our show is we come up with a name. That name is two random words, one chosen by you, one chosen by me. And we'll start with you. What's a word?
One word meaning it doesn't have a space between it, right?
It doesn't have a space. You can do hyphenated.
Oh, Styles Hairs then.
Styles Hairs. Pulitzer.
Ooh.
All right. We're going to wrap up the show here, folks. Next up is African Rhythms with David Love Jones. Mm-hmm. We will see you all very soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
my boys know how to cope with it. We was on tour in Europe. I try with this kid. See, I need anything that make me feel less lonely. I get called a snake, a liar, and a phony. Sometimes I feel like all I'm gonna have is my money, and my day one homies just gonna be left with their money. And I'll stare at the skies until they start to fade away. Me and my cousin will play ball day trying to perfect that fade away. All our childhood dreams found a way to fade away. Tyler Perry movies, dog, and Michael Jackson videos. My aunt Becky passing my pride. Won't let me call. I've been a bad nephew, son, boyfriend, whatever they call it.